And let's keep right on talking about jobs and your salary as we have our Friday morning discussion of your money.
And the New York Times has just released a major poll about how Americans feel about their economic prospects. Here to talk about it is David Leonhardt. He writes about economics for the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Renee.
I know you have results of the poll right there with you. Let's start with, are Americans worried about whether they'll have a job in the next year?
They are more worried than they used to be. Roughly half of Americans that we polled said they were very or somewhat worried that in the next 12 months, they or someone in their family might be out of work or looking for a job. Half said they weren't really concerned about that. And that clearly is an increase in recent months and recent years. People are still feeling generally okay about their own personal finances, but they're deeply anxious about the future and about the direction of the country.
As for salaries on those jobs, what do people think about their prospects?
There's really remarkable consistency here between public opinion and between the economic numbers. We asked people in the past couple years whether they've been getting ahead, staying even, or falling behind. And only about 2 in 10 said they were getting ahead, whereas about 8 in 10 said they were either staying even or falling behind. And that really is consistent with what we know in the economy. Household income set an all-time record in 1999, and we still haven't returned to that record. That's really remarkable. There is no other economic expansion on record that failed to set a new record for median household income. And if, in fact, we're headed into a recession now, we just will have finished an economic expansion in which most people did not get a raise.
In a way, it's rather amazing. You're saying it's the first economic expansion that salaries didn't go up. How did that happen?
Well, it's extremely complicated. The spread of technology seems to be playing some role, which allows companies to produce more without quite so many workers. Global trade seems to be playing some role. And I think really the primary challenge of the next decade is try to figure out a way how not just to have economic growth, but to have economic growth that is really broadly shared in the ways that we did in past decades.
Looking at it in general, do the people surveyed in this latest poll feel that jobs or employment or salaries are the major problem facing them economically at this point in time?
Well, they seem to separate those two. And they don't say that jobs and employment are the number one issue right now. And that makes sense because we in the media tend to pay a huge amount of attention to the unemployment rate, whereas most people are employed, and so most people are worrying about their salaries. And what we found to be the number one economic concern, interestingly enough, is fuel costs. It wasn't jobs, and it wasn't even the housing crisis. And I think what that shows is that people really are concerned about their pay keeping up with inflation, which it really hasn't done for most people in the last few years. And the most tangible way they see that is through the prices on the gas pump.
So people somehow can really feel the pinch, and that reminds them of the bigger question, which is, I'm not so happy with my salary.
That's right, because when we say salaries haven't gone up, we don't mean the number on people's paychecks hasn't gone up. It has, but it hasn't gone up quickly enough to keep pace with the rise in prices. So their real salaries, their purchasing power, has actually dropped a little bit over the last 8 or 9 years.
David Leonhardt writes about economics for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.